Hey folks, we're here at Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt, just having met with President Mubarak, and Jill met with Mrs. Mubarak. My discussions with President Mubarak were about the number of joint efforts we have underway. We're working very closely with them on trying to deal with the crisis in Gaza as well as Israeli-Palestinian peace. And we also had discussions with other areas of great concern, the Sudan, where we're working closely together. They're one of the few Arab countries that have been very forward-leaning in Iraq and engaging the Iraqi government and the newly forming government. And they're also engaged in Afghanistan. But Jill, you were out with Mrs. Mubarak.
Yeah, I met with Mrs. Mubarak, and we found that really we had so much in common. She's engaged with women's issues and children's issues. We talked about the importance of reading for an early childhood education, the importance of libraries. And then she's hosting a conference on child trafficking, and that's very important to her. And actually, she's established a peace park. So after I left the meeting, I went to see her peace park and what she's doing and how important it is for children especially to feel a sense of peace in the world. So we had a very nice meeting, and we had a lot in common.
Well, you know, I've known President and Mrs. Mubarak now for a long, long time, since back in the late 70s, even before he became president. And we've met on scores of occasions. Good to see him in good health. And there's an awful lot together we can get done. We also have to make it clear, and we did talk about the need to open up this society more in terms of their elections and in terms of participation. But it's all in all been a very productive meeting. And from here, we're going to be heading to Kenya and then on to South Africa. And we'll be reporting to you as to how those meetings and opportunities that we have transpire.